this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting criticism from Turkey's Prime Minister. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday criticized the UN Security Council and the international community for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. More than 30 organizations, including researchers, academic journals, and funding organizations, have agreed to share data on the Zika virus. They have signed an agreement committing themselves to ensuring that any information relevant to combating Zika is made free and open, available to the international community as soon as is feasibly possible. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have dropped out of the race for the Republican nomination. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Dikwa. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. Two blew themselves up. The third changed her mind and surrendered to police. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the American economy faces some global threats that could hurt growth. Some analysts interpret her remarks as the signal that the Federal Reserve may delay further interest rate increases. In remarks to a congressional committee Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said uncertainty about China's currency policies and its economic prospects have contributed to increased volatility in global markets. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Eastern Europe sends a clear signal to any would-be aggressor. Speaking Wednesday in Brussels before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, Jens Stoltenberg said NATO would respond as one to aggression against any ally.
Our deterrence and defense must be flexible and tailored. We must be able to respond to the full spectrum of threats from any direction, whether they come from state or non-state actors, including non-state actors with state-like aspirations.
Jens Stoltenberg. French deputies have adopted changes to the nation's constitution. The government argues the changes will help France fight terrorism. The vote Wednesday is just the first hurdle before the legislation becomes law. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
President François Hollande proposed the changes following attacks that killed 130 people last November in Paris. The most controversial clause, to strip convicted terrorists of their French citizenship if they are dual citizens, sparked last month's resignation of Hollande's justice minister, Christian Taubira. The second proposal aims to write state of emergency provisions into the Constitution. Rights groups have harshly criticized the proposed constitutional reforms and slammed what they say are abusive and ineffective police action during the state of emergency. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Also in France, Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is leaving his post to become the president of the Constitutional Council, the country's Supreme Court that decides if legislation is in compliance with the Constitution. European Council President Donald Tusk Wednesday described talks with Britain on European Union membership as very fragile. Tusk said he is still pushing for an agreement in time for an EU summit next week. Human Rights Watch is calling on the Ugandan government to publicly state that its security forces are legally obliged to protect freedom of assembly and the right of peaceful protest. The U.S.-based human rights group made the statement Wednesday, saying there has been a troubling rise in threats against anyone who might protest President Yoweri Museveni gaining another term in office. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.